Blog Talk Radio.
I can't do this. Randy? Randy?
Yeah.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey there. How are you, Randy?
Doing well. Doing well. Doing well. Did
awesome.
I say that? Doing well.
doing well. And now that this is a great time of weather for weather over there in California, isn't it? It's not too
I'm
hot,
liking
not
it.
Too
We're starting to turn the corner into fall.
I love it.
Nice.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, I've been talking to people in different parts of the country, and it's pretty nice everywhere, huh? Pretty nice.
That's right. You, Realty Universal, of course, is just that, isn't it? You are universal. You talk to people everywhere. You
everybody
talk to people
is everywhere. Nowadays, aren't they? It's super fun. Yeah.
It's definitely a blast.
It is. It's a blast. And it's even on the East Coast, people are enjoying the weather. If we could just pull the fall and the spring out, I think we'd be good everywhere, huh?
Yeah, Travis just moved back to New York and New York City, so he's gonna be in for a chilly winter. So that'll be kind of fun.
Oh no, you know he's probably used to that now after traveling Europe for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He knows, you know, when he's on tour, he's gonna be out of it soon. But now he's got a whole winter to enjoy New York. So that'll be fun.
Oh, God, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You and Monica will have to go there for certain good times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it gives us an excuse. And we got a call Saturday and was just, you know, you could just hear it in his voice. Energy, was excited. You know, he's found a great place to live. It's 45 minutes walking.
Did he end up going towards Brooklyn or staying in the Manhattan? Pretty close.
He said he's a 45-minute walk from his Manhattan office. So he walks, he said, over a bridge into another kind of area, kind of toward Brooklyn, yeah.
Good. Yeah, but he can always hop a bus or take the, you know, he can go to the subway or something. You know,
yeah. He's got that monthly pass thing going now for the subway.
Cool. Oh, that's going to be fun. You and Monica should go there for New Year's Times Square.
Ooh, there's an idea.
Yeah, now you have to go kind of good excuses, huh, to get out there. Definitely. So today we're actually going to have on the first half of the show, we're actually going to be talking about five must for investment property, if you're purchasing investment property. Five things that you must do. Write it down. And we're going to be going through the other tips, and then you've got the second half of the show I'm really excited for, too.
Yeah, Carrie Alexander, she's with the Alpha Pregnancy Help Center in Merced, California. And, they're, of course, a service for young couples, for young ladies who need a pregnancy test, of course, or maybe they've, and the whole goal and the purpose for their existence is to, you know, to eliminate abortions, but they also have post-abortion help for gals as well. So they, a lot, you know, people come to them for a variety of reasons, and you know, hopefully they get girls coming to them, you know, prior to the abortion, because they walk them through, why the other options that are available, and then they do post-abortion counseling for women and who've actually had one and need now, 99.9% of them, regret it and
mm-hmm.
need you know, counseling. So they just love on
it. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. There was something, yeah, it's amazing. It's just, we really need, with everything going on, it's so good because people need places to go and questions and education, especially when they're young, you know, to try to make the decisions is so difficult when you're young because there's so much knowledge that you haven't gone through or know, and it's really, I'm looking forward to it. So the first half, the five musts for investment properties that we're going to be going over is zoning, rate of return, how you take title, insurance, and age, lead paint issues, government issues that tie into the fifth that is covered under the age. So these are definitely must-haves, and many people go in, and this is whether you're buying residential investment, commercial investment, et cetera. Residential and commercial is going to be a little bit different, but these items you should be doing no matter what you buy on investment properties. So,
all right, I've got my checklist. I've got my list, and I will have my questions.
Good, Randy. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The first thing we want to do is when you're going in to buy a property is you want to check the zoning. So a lot of people are working with real estate brokers and agents and from the get-go. And you may find properties through the multiple list, or if it's commercial, it's going to be in-house, but not always in the multiple list. Or it could be somebody that's a for sale by owner selling a property. And in any of these places, they may tell you, okay, the zoning allows you to do this. Maybe you want an office and you want to live there as well. Or possibly you want a restaurant. Or maybe you just want to have an apartment house. Could even be 2 units, 4 units, 10 units, big, large, big, small. Your zoning is so important because you have to make sure that the zoning really is what it is and that it hasn't changed or it's not going to be changed. You don't want to go in and just somebody says, okay, you can have your office here, and then you find out that that property was only grandfathered in to have an office, and these people have been there for years and years and years, but that it's not going to pass over. Sometimes grandfathering in does pass over. So, for example, if a business has been in existence for years, but the actual zoning on that property isn't zoned for that business, but it's been there for years, it may be grandfathered in and can pass to a new owner as long as it's been active. Typically, if businesses have ceased operations for 1 year and they were under grandfathered in zoning, that goes away. So it reverts back to the old zoning, which may not be anything that you want to do. So what we always give you on the show are tidbits you can dig further, because when I say, okay, typically if something's grandfathered in, you're going to lose that ability after a year. That may, you know, in some areas, maybe that's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. So, you know, remember on the show, we're always going over, giving you food for thought, and then you want to dig in and ask more questions and find out. But just because a property is listed and they say to you, you can do this, you want to be the one to go to the county or city or have your attorney or whomever else go and get the information for you. Even when you're working with real estate agents and brokers, we always train them to make sure they have the client go and actually check out the information so that they're not liable for the information that was passed on, say, from a clerk at the zoning office. Very, very important, though. Sometimes, for example, in Hawaii, people all say they have vacation rentals and properties, or you can vacation rental this, and it's a great business, and you're going to make so much money. And people buy the property, and if they don't do their homework, they can find out later that, yeah, they were doing vacation rentals, but they're not technically allowed. And then all of a sudden, you may have purchased this property thinking you're making a fantastic income, and the income goes away. So, you know, somebody may hear this and say, of course I would check the zoning. What idiot wouldn't check the zoning? Well, trust me, you're not an idiot. Many people have tried to do things. You know, people assume, so you want to check that out. So these different items that you're going to check out, when you're having the contract prepared, ask for a feasibility clause. And ask for a general feasibility clause, which can cover any and all items. So you're typically going to want inspection clauses, etc. But a feasibility clause, if it's not narrowed down, can be anything and everything. And you want to try to get a 2 weeks, 30 days, as long as you can get it, and with a contingency that you can cancel for any reason if the items are not to your satisfaction. Now, the other side may come back and negotiate with you, but you want to make sure that these items are definitely taken care of and not forego the zoning issue. It's big. It's a huge one.
Wow.
Now, so zoning, basically, you'll see in areas, the maps are going to have zoning. They're going to say, well, this area automatically is BL, for example, business local or high commercial. There's just different codes. And different areas have different codes. You can get the zoning book, the zoning maps. You can figure that out. But go even further and see what the master plan is. Is any of the zoning going to change in the future? What's going to go in here? It makes a big difference. And even if you're there's so many different places, you don't have to be buying something huge to make sure you're covering this. So second on the list of the five must for investment properties is to know how to figure out your rate of return. You want to calculate your profit. You want to know, if I buy this property, you know, with what it's going to cost me, what the monthly expenses are, all the expenses. If it's commercial, many expenses get passed on to the tenant. Residential, many expenses as far as parking and maintenance and building and all that are going to be landlord liability. So you want to get all your costs and then figure out how to figure out your rate of return. Many people want to get at least a 10% rate of return, or it may not be worth buying the property. Now, there's some areas, like, for example, I'm giving an example of Hawaii, some people are happy with a 5%, 5%, 6% rate of return. But typically you wouldn't want to go lower than that. So we're not going to go through, we don't have time to tell you totally how to calculate your rate of return. You can Google it and get a simple formula and work it out with the costs and the estimates and divide it, et cetera, and figure out your rate of return. But basically, you know, in a nutshell, you're going to look at all your expenses and costs and the cost of the property and then what you can rent it for, what the business is going to make you, et cetera, to figure out your rate of return in that situation. Third on the list, how you take title. Really, really important. A lot of people want to limit their liability, and they'll take title in an LLC instead of taking title personally. Now, there are some loans that you're going to get and lenders that are not going to allow you to take title to change that until after you close and settle, but you want to still check it out and talk to attorneys. Talk to a good real estate attorney, title attorney, and also your estate attorney, so that you can set everything up and plan how this is going to be, how you're tying this into your estate and your plans for your future and your family and your portfolio. But really important for liability to make sure that you're taking title so that, you know, or even after the fact, in a situation that if something happens, that your liability is limited, even though certain different types of protection are still going to trickle down to you personally, and that's why you want to encapsulate and cover yourself the best that you can. So important. But again, we can't go into everything here and why you should take it this way, this way. A lot of people do LLCs on properties, but you may want to take this, may have your business buy this, or you may want yourself to buy, or, you know, set up an entity. But again, you want to research that and see how you're going to do it. It doesn't mean if you go in to buy it, you can't change this later. If you're listening to us and you go, oh, my gosh, I have, like, all these different investment properties, and I have them all in my name personally, and I've done X, Y, Z. You may want to look at that now and see, talk to an attorney and see if you want to change that a little bit. Do you have any questions on the first three? We have two more to go, and then I think
Yes. Teacher. I remind myself of Arnold Horshack on Mr. Cotter. Ooh, Mr. Cotter.
Yeah, really?
I got a question. Hey, yeah, I was something that popped in my mind as you were talking about the zoning. If we could circle back there for a minute, you mentioned a master plan. I mean that's obviously, I think, first step, like you said, zoning. Make sure whatever you want to do is it's zoned for that. But then, you know, a master plan would show you, you know, potential changes in the zoning, correct? Would it kind of say, hey, you know, 5 years from now we're planning XYZ and it could mean potential changes? Is that why you want to look at the master plan?
Yes, absolutely. And you want to see what's going to happen. Now, typically, like if you're in and you're in a place that's zoned and you're able to do that, they're not going to be able to just change you and kick you out arbitrarily. So you're going to be, and the master plan, it's good to see what's going to happen around you as well, you know, to know what's going in or what's not going in. You know, if you're putting up an assisted living center and, you know, all of a sudden there's going to be, there's commercial zoning, you know, a half a block away, and they're going to be putting something in that's going to make noise 24/7, you know, really loud noise. You want to know about it. There could be highways being coming in or roadways. And, you know, we talked about we had the show a few weeks ago on eminent domain. You know, there could be something that's big that's going to come in, you know, expressway or something, and they may take properties. You know, like anything and everything can happen. So it's just, it's knowledge is power, you know. And if you find there may be items on the master plan that you're like, you know, it doesn't really bother me, but it's a good negotiating tool because, you know, it is going to lower the value a little bit, or right now, you know, I need to know. So it's a good idea to do that.
Yeah.
And
have you ever, in your experience, have you ever had a client or known of a situation where they went in, bought an investment property, went into business, they were zoned for it, and then, you know, and then it changed, and they had to, if you know, the eminent domain, I guess, situation would be a situation where theoretically the government or whoever would compensate them, right?
Well, when they say, well, they compensate them, many times you found that they really don't always pay market value. So it's not always where it's to your favor and people can fight it. And it has been a problem, you know. So that's
what attorneys are for.
Well, I know, and they cost money too. And then who ends up with the money at the end? Nobody, but well, some attorneys do it. But yeah, so that's pretty. It's just really good to check up. So have I ever seen that? Yeah, I've more in the situation. In Hawaii where people get in, you know, you hear about situations where they were making thousands on vacation rentals, and all of a sudden, you know, the government comes in, steps in, and says no more. You know, we're not doing it anymore. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have heard of situations. I have, you know, when we've been dealing with people, we've been really careful to make sure that these items are checked out and that they're checking it out and they're making sure it's for what they want. But, yeah, I've seen lots of different, over the years, there's been horror stories. More in these situations where something was grandfathered in and possibly didn't keep the business running, the hotel running, the store running, you know, and then somebody else purchased it and the year lapsed and they lost their licenses. So you see people lose liquor licenses all the time on different situations that came in. So with zoning and with issues and something not being filed properly, so that comes up a lot more too. So, you know, I'm going to go to number 4 and 5.
Okay.
Because we're time goes by faster. The fourth is your insurances. Make sure you've got the proper insurances that when you're going into this situation, you want to have replacement cost insurance, not just, you know, so that if something happens, they have to replace all items, replace everything to restore it to today's value, not value 10 years ago or when you purchased it. You want to make sure you have liability insurance, also an umbrella policy, because if this is an investment property and you're going to be renting the properties out or using it for stores or for what, you know, whatever it is, you want to have liability if somebody gets hurt on the property or somebody they bring into the property gets hurt. You also want to have in your leases, and again, you know, we're talking about many different types of investment properties, so if it's going to apply, even if you're buying it for your business, you should lease it to your company and still have your company cover what they're supposed to cover. You know, I had a building years ago in Maryland. It was a 100-year-old property, and then I bought an apartment house next to it. And I used to rent it to my company. And so you want to make sure that in the insurances are, you're having the insurance and replacement costs and liability and an umbrella policy. But then as well, if you have tenants, you should make it mandatory that they have tenant insurance to cover their belongings and also cover liability. And it doesn't cost them much to have it, and then you need to see a copy of it. Because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to bother, and they're not going to get anything. And when everybody has a problem later, that's when it's going to hit you, you know. So we've got the 5 musts already. We've got zoning, rate of return, how you take title, insurances. And then the 5th item is the age of the property. Many investment properties, and I say many, and many aren't going to be, if the property is built before 1978, you have lead paint issues. So if you're going to be buying an older property and you're going to be renting it out, there's a federal law that you have to do lead paint disclosures, and that's been around for years. There's also a government program. I haven't checked into that lately, but there was a government program where you could pay like $10. It's an example because I haven't checked lately the amount, but years ago you could pay $10 per unit and put it in the lead paint program. So that if somebody did sue you in reference to lead paint with their family, you could only, the limit had a cap on it on how much you could be sued. Of course, a good lawyer is going to figure out a way around that too if they come in and try to, you know, figure out other things. But that's an issue because a lot of people, I mean, right there, if you're going to be a landlord and say you're going into one of the cities that's been around for years and years, and we have many all over the country, and many of the properties are old, right? Or even on the average 50 years, they're going to fall under the lead paint guidelines. And lead paint's very serious. So either it's going to be eradicated or it has to be disclosed, and certain precautions have to be taken to protect the family, to protect the children. And there are precautions, and there's things you can do to limit the danger to the potential tenants. But when you're going in and you're saying, okay, I'm going to buy investment properties. Wow, there's this really good deal. This whole building's got like 8 units in it, and I can, you know, get it for such a great price and the rate of return, but it's really old. So then it's like, okay, you got to look at the lead paint issues and then evaluate, is it going to be worth it or not because of the liability? Or can this be taken care of, you know? That may make you say, you know, I'm only going to buy anything older than, newer than 1980. Right? No older than 1980. You may be, you know, I'm just giving you examples. You say, well, why not 1979? Well, yeah, you can do that, but you just have to really make sure when was the place really built, you know? And then you check all this out. There's lead paint tests. There's a lot of contractors around the country that have had to follow the guidelines and their license, and they can come in and check this. But that's a really big point, because if you're not aware of the issues with it, and I go, hey, this property that's 1950. Oh, my gosh, the rate's so great here. Here's another one that's 1990. But it might cost me. But by the time you figure out the cost on the one for the 50, maybe the 90 is better, right? 1990. So you really want to cover yourself. It's not that you never want to buy anything that's older. Depending on what you're going into and the timing and all that, but a lot of people want to limit their liability, which makes sense, right, to as much as we can. And so that's a biggie. So, again, we never have enough time to cover everything. And if you want to go to realtyuniversal.com, you can fill out a contact us form. You can ask for more information, see what areas you're in. You can always Google your local zoning for what you want to do. And these types of all of this, there's a lot of information out there. But I just wanted to point out these 5-point musts. For investment property to never, never skip. Zoning, rate of return, make sure you're making money on this deal. You take title, how you take title, right? Make sure you have the proper insurances in place. And then the age is going to be very important. And I'm not discounting the older buildings. The older ones can be beautiful, architecturally, cosmetic, I mean, just gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
But you just want to make sure that you're going to get it done. And, you know, you could even go in and say, okay, I'm making it contingent on the lead paint, you know, examinations, and find out if there is. Maybe there's negotiations in the price and you can get some things eradicated before closing or settlement. Now, keep in mind, it's not always the seller's, you know, obligation to have to do all this for you before settlement, because you're buying a property as is typically. But there may be room in negotiation to do this. So, There's so many other issues to look at when you're going to buy an investment property that I just wanted to pull out the five items that you never, never, never want to forget. And Mr. Randy, do you have any questions you can – I know, well, we get – end up I don't see an email question coming in. We end up with a lot of archive listeners, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're helping lots of people out here.
You know, I think that's so helpful because people, again – you know, and I think entrepreneurs run into this trap a lot where they get fired up about an idea for a business and, you know, by their very nature, they're kind of full speed ahead. And sadly, often not detail kind of folks. And I can see where they could really get tripped up if they weren't aware of these five areas. So one more time, just we're going to be taking a break here in just a moment, but what are the five areas one more time, just to recap again if folks just tuned in?
To recap, in 5 months when you're buying an investment property, zoning, make sure you check with the zoning office, look at the master plans, make sure that this property can be zoned for exactly what use you want to do. Ask for a feasibility study in your contract. And if you do an open-ended feasibility study, there's maybe things that come up that you haven't thought about for your contract. They're going to be covered because you have an open-ended feasibility study. Give yourself 30 days if you can. If they may come back and say, we're only going to give you 2 weeks. But whatever it is, try to get all your homework done in that period, because then if you find out things that aren't going to work and mesh, you can cancel. Then we've got the rate of return. You want to make sure you learn how to figure out your rate of return. You can Google. There's all different little formulas. It's not hard. You're basically making sure you're going to make a profit based on what you're going to spend, what your income, your expenses are, et cetera. Check your title. Check with the title attorney, real estate attorney, and also you may want to check with an estate attorney. Check with the title to see how you want to take a title. If you want to take it in an LLC, limited liability company, corporation, how you want to do this. Insurance, make sure you get replacement insurance. Liability insurance, have an umbrella policy. Also make sure if you're going to rent and you have tenants that they have their own policy and they must show it to you in writing. Maybe part of your lease. Last, the age. If you have something that's going to be before 1978, that there may be lead paint issues, and you want to address that and know what you're going to get into, know what your liability can be. So, you know, everybody goes into, you want to go in, you want to make money, you want this to be a good thing, and you just want to cover these five items. There's much more to cover, of course, when you're going in to do this. But don't skip these five items, and you'll be on your start to a good
So much good information. Again, realtyuniversal.com, the website to go for it's an amazing resource, whether you're a broker, buyer, seller, or just somebody wanting to educate yourself. RealtyUniversal.com is the website. And we are at the bottom of the hour and going to take a break. our phone number, by the way, 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. And on the other side of the break, the second half of the show, we typically aim to inspire and motivate and feature businesses, organizations, people who are making a difference in this world and making the world a better place. And Carrie Alexander is going to join us. She's with the Alpha Pregnancy Help Center in Merced, California, and they offer a wide range of services to, we'll just say it, not only women, but girls. I mean, it's increasingly an issue, and so a much needed services that they provide for women and girls in the situation, during pregnancy, and then if for whatever reason there's been an abortion, there's a post-abortion help and counseling as well. So lots of good stuff, and Carrie Alexander will be right back. We're going to take a break and be on the other side. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
Yeah, buddy, Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere on this beautiful Wednesday. Randy Zachary, my name, Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal. Natalie, before we go to our guest, when I say Wednesday, you know, DJs, and I've been in radio 30 years, we love it on Wednesday because it's like, it's hump day, everybody, hump day, whatever that means. And I have you seen that Geico commercial where the camel is going through this office going, what day is it? Come on, Bob, what day is it? Come on, Mary, what day is it? It's hump day. Hump day! And this camel is just walking through the office going, celebrating hump day. Anyway, I don't know why I thought about that, but so on the phone with us. Yeah, I know. I don't know. ADD, man. Squirrel! Carrie Alexander is with us, and as promised, again, this half hour, as many of you know who've been with us, we feature people, businesses, organizations that are making a difference, affecting lives, and I can't think of anybody who in an organization that fits that kind of description than the Alpha Pregnancy Help Center in Merced, California. Carrie Alexander is with us. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Very good.
We've got about probably about 20, 25 minutes here. So unlike a music format where I know you've done tons of interviews where it's 2 or 3 minutes and back into the music, we could take our time with some of this, and I'm looking forward to it because you guys do amazing work and much needed work, and this is going to fly by because it always does when we have somebody like you who's doing real life loving on people. So would you just kind of give us kind of an overview of Alpha Pregnancy Help Center, kind of services you guys provide and what you guys do?
Okay. Alpha has been serving our community for 26 years. Our mission is to support the community with life-affirming solutions related to pregnancy, parenting, and relationships. And all of our services are free and confidential. We're a licensed medical clinic in the state of California. We're staffed primarily by volunteers. So it's pretty exciting to see everyone really serving with their hearts here. What typically brings a client in is a free pregnancy test. And so, and then after the pregnancy test, they're offered an ultrasound. And so, as we know, ultrasound is just so powerful for moms and dads to bond with their babies and just choose life and see that it's real, and just even for taking care of themselves and taking their prenatal vitamins and getting to the doctor, you know, and all of those things. It's amazing. Very powerful.
Well, so, again, I can see where, obviously, the pregnancy test would be, you know, and the free pregnancy test and confidential would be, you know, would be the, you know, kind of the carrot, if you will, in getting them involved. In your experience now, what's the kind of what's the average age of a mother that comes through your doors?
Okay. Well, you know, we have mothers of all ages, but as young as 14, and actually as old as in their 40s. I mean, kind of the average age is usually around that 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So we have kind of a range. And usually the gals that come in here are in crisis because they have an unplanned pregnancy. It's unexpected. So it's really, that's all they can see. Like, you know, that is just in their face.
Right.
It's so huge. It really helps to have someone to just sit down and hear your whole story and just start getting some perspective, you know, on your situation.
Well, and I imagine when they walk in too, especially if they're younger, you know, they may or may not have told anybody, right? And you guys may be kind of the very first human being that they maybe talk to about this, right?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, oftentimes over the years, maybe parents have said like, oh, if you ever get pregnant, I'm, you know, you're out of here, I'm kicking you out, or something like that, made some passing statement. And then when they find themselves in that situation, they're taking that to heart. And the reality is parents usually don't do that. I mean, there's very, very few times that actually happens. But all of these things are just so huge in their mind when they're in this crisis.
That makes sense.
Question comes to mind when I see the, I'm on the website and, you know, our confidential pregnancy tests. If they're a minor, are you still able to
just
do that?
Just think of that,
Now, our age that we serve is 14 and up, but absolutely, minors have confidentiality rates for reproductive things. So, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
we always encourage them. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wonder if that's just each state is different laws for different states, or they just automatically. That's good. It's really good.
each state has a little, each state's laws are a little bit different, but all states have some stipulations for that for minors.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's awesome, and I can see how you know, you guys build a relationship from the pregnancy test and a test and ultrasound, and then into and again, I see the post-abortion help and counseling, and we can get into that in a minute. But is part of the conversation sharing with them options?
Yes. When they come in, they are able to explore all of their options and just really have time to ask questions and process all of those things. And they, you know, maybe they don't figure it all out in the first visit, and they're welcome to come back. And when we have clients that just come in to talk, you know, after, because maybe they've had a bad day or they got in a fight with their boyfriend or something, and they, it's just a very open, warm, relational place. They just become like family here.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So with the pregnancy center, now you, can we have contact information? So for people listening, and we have a lot of archived listeners, they would know how to contact you there. And then also, if somebody's in another area, would they, is there like a toll-free type of hotline or?
Yes, they can Google Option Line, and that can get them in touch with any pregnancy center pretty much across the country.
Wow.
And then for us, it's alphathc.com is our website.
Okay. Well, that's great information there. Again, Carrie Alexander with us, and she's with the Alpha Pregnancy Health Center in Merced, California, and we're talking about kind of the process of, you know, how they offer their services and kind of roll out their services with folks who come through. Let's talk about, for a minute, because this is pretty interesting, and I'm sure where a whole lot of ministry takes place, and that's the post-abortion help. So, you know, folks come in who've had an abortion, and I'm guessing, I mean, I'm just thinking, the high percentage, if not virtually all of them, you know, are regretting it or, you know, feeling guilty. Is that a safe assessment?
Oftentimes what happens is when a woman chooses to have an abortion, I mean, an abortion decision is usually made between the first 48 and 72 hours when a woman finds out that she's pregnant. I mean, she makes that decision to make that appointment or make that call to the clinic. So we have a really small window, you know, to kind of reach her and just have the opportunity for her to just share her heart and get all of her thoughts out, you know, before she makes a decision. And then after a woman does have an abortion, oftentimes it feels like a relief because this is huge and it was an issue. And so initially it could feel like a relief. And it doesn't usually come up until like years later or a couple years later when typically, maybe like a 5 is an average that we kind of see, because you get beyond the crisis. Like if you're in college, you know, by then you've graduated. Maybe you get married, or you want to start a family of your own, or maybe you have another child. You know, you find out you're pregnant with another child, then you start thinking about, you know, maybe where you've been.
Right.
Wow. So it is a little later in terms of them coming to you. So, and do you help like people then? So say it's 5 years down the road, they come in at that point, and that's where you, whatever point, obviously that they're needing some counseling, but as far as 5 years down the road, you guys obviously are there for them, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we have groups that run you have the opportunity to speak with someone one-on-one that's had an abortion if that's your case and you want to just have a one-on-one conversation. But we also have groups, it's called Surrendering the Secret. We offer one in the fall or two if needed, if they're, you know, depending on the amount of women, and then again in the spring. And that's where, you know, all the women that are in that group have had an abortion, and so they're able to share and process and just kind of start that healing journey through with their feeling, because it's a loss. It is a loss, and women aren't able to grieve that loss because, you know, maybe they chose, or they were, you know, coerced, or, you know, so many different things come to play, but it's a loss.
My,
now, is there, you said option line is if they're pregnant, but is there another, is that where they would call for something like that as well? Or
yes, the people at option line are equipped to talk. You could also like Google surrendering the secret, which is the material that we use, but they also have information and can direct you to where the groups are and things like that.
Cool.
Wow, yeah, that's great.
Wow. Cool. You know, my, I walked in the other day and my Monica, my wife, was watching, 16 and Pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, as a guy, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll go back and watch the ball game. And then, you know, but then I kind of sat down and got drawn in to the drama and the heartbreak and the, you know, the lives of these gals. And it's, man, it was devastating. You know, this one gal was a junior in high school, so she's choosing to keep the child, and now she's mm-hmm. got to basically stay home and homeschool. She can't go to class, but she tried to look into, and I know these are all kind of logistics you guys help people with, but, you know, it would just be her going through all of these eye-opening, you know, aha moments of trying to lay out child care. And she's like, wow, the cheapest was $200 a week. And she's like,
yes.
I can't work and pay for that and go to school. And all this stuff starts to dawn on her. And I'm just, you know, she breaks down and weeping. And I'm just like, wow. You guys have such an opportunity to love on people and be Jesus to people in a time of crisis. And, we salute you guys. Wow.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you. The other thing we hadn't talked about, too, is just the parenting classes that are offered so that after, if a mom decides to parent, we have incentive parenting classes. And so they come in once a week, make an appointment to come in once a week. We have an arsenal of DVDs, different topics for them to choose from. And the client services kind of determines, like, where are they in their pregnancy and what are their greatest needs, and pulls those DVDs, you know, each week when they come in. And so they're able to watch that and learn, and then also sit down with their take-home paper and have all their notes and their fill-ins. And then the counselor is able to sit back down with them and go through all of that. They can ask additional questions and things like that. And so more opportunities to build relationship, really get to know them, get to know their families. That's kind of how they become so comfortable being here. So by the time they're done, they could have been back in the center like 25 times during their parenting classes.
That's fantastic.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Let me switch it on another subject. If somebody comes in, because this is Alpha Pregnancy Center and you do everything, if somebody comes in and they said they're a teenager and they go, okay, I'm going to have an abortion, are you going to counsel to talk them out of it? Is it, or do they get sent somewhere else, or is that...
You know, it's not really, I wouldn't say talk them out of it. What we're able to do is just sit down with them and let them explore their feelings and all of their options so that they can make their own decision.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Wow.
And so if they want to talk to somebody who's had an abortion, they can, to see how that felt for them, for the person, or anything. If they, you know, sometimes, I mean, not very often, but sometimes, you know, they will still leave and still choose to have an abortion. But we've also had instances where they felt so safe that they've come back. Or when they get called to follow up, they share, you know, their experience. So it's a very non-judgmental atmosphere.
That's great, yeah.
You know, but oftentimes, you know, I mean, they don't want to have an abortion. They just feel that they have to because of their circumstances.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just
wow.
try to help them see that there's avenues of support out there and alternatives to doing that.
What I love on your website, you know, is I click on all these services that everything's free, and that's where you come in as development director.
All yes.
Right? I mean, and you having spent, you know, a few years in Central California, I mean, you you're amazing at what you do, and the community there, of course, has embraced, you know, the center there hugely, and I mean. You guys, you know, been to your, do you do the banquet, like you do the banquet once a year and you do the walk once a year? What other fundraisers do you do?
We do baby bottle campaign. And so that's
right.
When, that's in conjunction with Sanctity of Human Life Sunday in January. And then we have our, we used to do a walk in the spring, but we've switched it up. And so now we have a run on Labor Day called the Labor of Love Run. And it's a walk, too, for our diehard walkers. You know, we start the walk a little bit later, but we're kind of shifting focus towards running a little bit because that's just really popular, and we've got women training, you know, and all that. So.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I know they did the I was really surprised to watch the growth of that Run for the Fallen that they were doing there.
Yes.
Each year it seemed like it doubled and tripled. And in my mind, I'm like, man, I had no idea this many people ran a lot, you know. And I did my walk. I walked. But so, yeah, I think that's a really good move. Now, that Labor of Love is coming up 5 and 10K, 5K and 10K plus, or you can walk it. And it's Labor Day. And they can,
yes.
Can they sign up on the website?
Oh, they can sign up on the website or they can show up that morning. The race registration
okay.
begins at 7 a.m.
Okay.
So you can have same-day race registration.
Okay, and then if somebody, you know, obviously maybe not in your area, can't do that, but they've listened and heard you share and maybe feel led specifically to give to your Alpha Pregnancy Help Center, basically, again, just go to the website, alphaphc.com, and they can they give through there?
Yes, if they just click the partner tab. Then they can learn more about being a partner, and then we have a page on there that you can donate now, and then
awesome.
There it is. See my
Bingo.
Face and on the thing, and there you go.
Bingo. We have got just a few more minutes, and so I, again, Carrie Alexander's with us, Alpha Pregnancy Help Center, and again, you can go to alphaphc.com. That's alphaphc.com for more info on what they do. And if you're feeling led just by listening to help them out, there's just an ongoing need. All their services are absolutely free. Man, I look through the picture gallery here. Talk about the mobile ministry for a minute. That's kind of interesting.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, we are halfway, just a little over halfway to our goal to purchase our mobile unit. And so Merced County is a large county, and so we have a lot of outlying areas. And so what we want to do is get to those folks. We have a West Side, Las Vegas that we want to get to, and it's been really exciting because we have churches that have come together, volunteers from different churches, and we were able to get a small grant to get them parenting class curriculum. And so they are seeing clients right now through our Turning Points parenting program, so that when we get that mobile out there and we're able to provide the pregnancy test and the ultrasound, those girls are going to have somewhere to plug in for ongoing support.
So
we'd like to see that duplicated.
You guys are raising funds for this mobile unit, as it were, right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
these
ultrasounds are so good
happening.
Nowadays, too. I think for the kids to see that when they're young coming in, that's really good.
Yes, it is. Yeah. They're amazing. And, oh, my gosh, we've seen... over since June, we've had 7 sets of twins here.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Is that amazing or what? 7 sets of twins on the
ultrasound. That is so awesome! Wow! Hey, Carrie, a couple more questions I know, and then we've got to wrap it up. I do see on the website a for men section, which is interesting. Do you guys? Obviously, you guys. Have things to share with them? Are there classes? Obviously, an expectant father can come in with his with his with the mother as well, correct? And then is there additional kind of counseling slash curriculum for them?
We have dads come into the center and do the parenting classes with moms all the time. And so that's a great opportunity. They're always welcome. The other community agency that we partner with is All Dads Matter. And they have a daddy boot camp, and they have groups for men to attend. And so they have been located right next door to us for quite some time, but they recently moved their office, but we're still in connection and communication, and so we spend we walk those dads, you know, right over to where they need to be, and now, you know, get them where they need to be so that they can do daddy boot camp too.
I wish I had had a daddy boot camp, you know.
I know.
We needed to have all that stuff years ago.
I'll never forget, man. Monica, I mean, when she told me for the first time we were having our first, you know, our first child, and I mean, we were married, and you know, obviously in ministry, but youth, you know, youth pastors, but we were broke, and AKA youth pastors. And I'll never forget just the elation and then kind of panic, like within the first 60 seconds, you know? And, you know, wow, oh, no. That panic wasn't just a financial panic, but it was a kind of my background and not having really a father that was a good role model. So I kind of felt so inadequate. And so I'm serious about that daddy boot camp. I mean, that's a good thing
to have
for all men, not just teenage boys or whatever. But I think that's very good. And
the guy, Lamar, who runs the program, he is amazing. And he cares and loves on those dads. And they really love they really love what they offer, too.
Wowie kazowie, it has flown by. AlphaPHC.com is the website. Just before we go, just I know people, if they've been listening, they're kind of obviously they've been you know, intrigued a bit, and I know not only with the center but with you. Can you give us like a maybe a, you know, just a minute or two as we wrap up here of kind of your background a little bit, how you ended up doing what you're doing
at the Pregnancy Center? Well, I have worked in ministry now for 15 years, which has gone by very fast. And I was working at, I was working in women's ministry at Yosemite Church here in Merced. And so have been doing that for a while. My children were getting older, and it's a very big church and lots of services and things. And so just really started praying about where God would have me serve next. And so it so happened that I was on a staff retreat. We were really having an extended time of prayer, and I felt like God just dropped into my heart, you're going to minister to young women, and your story is significant. And so I thought, okay, so what does that mean, God? So I just started kind of waiting and watching and looking for what he was doing, and it didn't take long before Sherry, the director here, called me at the church and said, you know, I'm looking for this position, the development director, and I'm, you know, do you know of anybody? And so I said, well, can you fax the job description over? And it was like all the writing, the speaking, and all these things, and I'm an English major and had lots of speaking experience. It was like it just matched me perfectly, and it was like, God, this is what I'm talking about. And so I called her back and I said, how do you feel about interviewing me? And she said, oh, that would be great, but, you know, what about the church, you know? I said, well, it's this is what God's been doing. And so that was almost 8 years ago.
Wow, congratulations. Wow. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, so came over and just and loved doing the education part. I mean, we didn't even get there with the kids, but that's really my greatest passion is just to share with kids the message of waiting and just how to do that and just how to choose well in relationships and those kinds of things. So,
are you guys able to get into schools?
We're able to see 2,500 kids last fall in the Merced High School District. We are working out some stuff with the department. Our program took off so big, we went beyond category of guest speaker, you know, to being more regular on campus. So then that requires that we have some different certification. So we're kind of trying to work through that right now. So we're on hold, but until we are working through these things. So that's what we're up to.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Wow.
Wow. Perry Alexander, Alpha Pregnancy Help Center in Merced, California, alphaphc.com. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Say hi to everybody in Merced for me.
I will do that. We miss you.
Bye-bye.
Aw. Everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.